going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Happy rainy Friday morning to you here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're keeping an eye on the roads out there. Sue's not had any major issues here so far. We're keeping our fingers crossed as I look at the radar on what my friend Christian refers to as the Weather Crap app, which I keep on my phone. I don't know why. I just keep this thing on here and look at the radar. It shows this. We're right on the where we are downtown is on the back edge of that weather front right now. And it looks like most of this junk is over the next hour and a half, going to lift off to the east. We may end up with a decent day, maybe a few more showers, spot showers around the area. But I'm hoping, I've got an event down in Eureka today, the Eureka Chamber of Commerce, that kicks off at noon. So I think we're going to have some decent temperatures. And with any luck, we're going to be able to get that in and have fun and not be too wet and soggy down there. That's a good thing. Hopefully your plans don't get ruined by any of it. We're excited for the Blues. Big win for them last night. What was the final? 7-2?
7-2.
Is that it? Yeah. That's fantastic. I was glad to hear that. I didn't get to watch any of it. My daughter had her debut last night in Hello, Dolly.
How'd that go?
Oh, they crushed it. It was really one of the best high school musical performances that I've seen. I've seen some good ones. This is probably in the top three or four.
Really? I'll be honest, I had not ever heard of that play. And I know it's a classic, right?
It's a classic, yeah.
I don't know why I haven't heard of it.
And, you know, again, hearkening back to what the early 1900s, I guess, I would imagine. But they did a really good, from the costumes to the singing, the performances, the way the ensemble worked, the dance routines, it was pretty amazing.
So. I always wish I could sing. Every Sunday when I'm watching people, leading worship, I'm like, gosh, I wish I could sing. Come on, God, I want that as a gift. I think that'd be so cool.
My daughter got that gift. It bypassed her mother and I, but it went to her.
Well, so do you want to try? We would be willing to judge
Oh, okay. It's been 30 years since I tried to do that. I'm going to leave that in the dustbin of history. How about that? That's a good thing, I think, for most of us. All right, coming up, bottom of the hour, we'll get you a check of traffic. We got in other news before the hour is up. But right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
All right, Ethan, this is on me. So give me just a second here, and I'm going
to get
you what I'm after. Hang on.
And with breaking news, federal agents have raided the home of a former magistrate judge in Las Cruces, have also arrested his wife. Hello.
How about that? They've not only did Cash Patel and gang sweep in and arrest this judge, he didn't have one Tren de Aragua gang member living in his house. He had three.
President Trump has rebooted the global trading system with his first tariff move. And what's going on now is the second stage, the art of the deal part.
Yeah, this is it. I love how Kevin Hassett slowly describes to these mainstream media members that you just need to relax for just a few minutes. The president warned you there would be some tumultuous market moments over all of this, but the art of the deal is about to all fall into place.
Do I deserve the Nobel Peace?
If you mention great peace.
Well, maybe for the Abraham Accords.
Yeah, thank you. Imagine if anybody other than Donald J. Trump had managed to achieve very close to Middle East peace, was on that track till Biden screwed everything up, and wasn't even mentioned for the Nobel Peace Prize. He still thinks he deserves it.
I don't think a healthy, thin, 12-year-old little girl needs a ninth COVID booster shot.
A little bit of common sense there in new FDA commissioner Marty Makary, and I loved what he said there, right? Can we get a little common sense here? Honestly, we're going around filling kids up with this stuff who were never at risk for it in the first place. 99.9% of them never at risk for it in the first place. And finally, you can have a common sense conversation about the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Play that whole bite real quick, if you don't mind. Cut number two.
Those recommendations live at the CDC, but if you want my personal opinion, I don't think a healthy, thin, 12-year-old little girl needs a ninth COVID booster shot. Population immunity is high. And I think we've got to see data that there's a real benefit before making strong and vigorous recommendations about COVID boosters in healthy children today.
Yeah, we needed that attitude about 4 years ago.
For COVID shots in general, not even just talking about boosters.
Yes.
I went down a rabbit hole last night, admittedly.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I've been seeing this thing about the butterfly effect. Have you heard about that? Where it's like the small little decisions you make in your life, maybe they seem bad at the time, like you lost a job or something. But then you're like, wow, well, if I hadn't done this, then I wouldn't do that. And then it wouldn't have led to this. And you realize that it all ended up working out, right?
Sure.
That's been going around on social media. And I was thinking about these decisions I've made in my life, really doing some reflecting yesterday. And of course, I thought about everything with KMOV and I'm like, you know, I don't know why. I was just so curious. And I went to the Post-Dispatch on Facebook and I typed in my name in the search bar and I saw what they had posted about when I lost my job. And I mean, hundreds of comments. And wow, like I mean, a lot of these were from like 3-4 years ago when this happened. And I'm just dumbfounded at what people were saying. And it took everything in me to not, I did not do this, but I wanted to type, this didn't age well for you guys. Like, how do you all feel about this shot now? How many of you have developed issues because you decided to take it?
So these were people attacking you.
Attacking, which, you know, whatever, that was to be expected. And I got plenty of that when it happened personally, even from friends. But, you know, just seeing what people wrote about this COVID shot. I mean, for people, it was like the holy grail. It was like, you have to get it. Like, this is going to save the world. This is, you must do it or you're a grandma killer. It was wild to see what people thought. And some people probably still feel that way.
I don't know anybody who stuck to the strength of their convictions and decided not to get it who has ever regretted it.
There are people who I know who still want to get all the boosters.
You're a pureblood.
But like you said, most of the people, it seems, are regretting it. I don't know anybody who didn't get it who says, man, I wish I would have gotten that shot.
Correct. It's correct. And, you know, I had a friend reach out the other day. He and I had met and talked for a few minutes, and he texted me that day, and he goes, you know, I think I might have COVID. I'm going to have to take a test. And I'm like, hey, I'm immune to that crap. I don't care.
Yeah.
Mean, thank you for letting me know that you think you might have been exposed to it, but I don't live in fear of that. It's it's nothing more than the common cold. I've had it a couple of times, I'm pretty sure, over the years, and I'm no worse the wear for it. However, I've not died of natural causes yet, and I did get the shot. And I got the shot primarily because my mother was in a nursing facility that restricted access unless you had the shot. She was alone. She was suffering a severe depression from being isolated. And I made the decision that I needed to get in there to her. And I did it.
Isn't that terrible that they forced that on people, though?
And I haven't died of natural causes yet. But, you know, I've been one of the fortunate ones. To my knowledge, I've not suffered any ill effects from it.
So were they, like, some of the restaurants here, you know, were requiring you to show your vaccine card, and people were getting it laminated. Do you remember that?
I do.
They require that, or how? Like, what
they wanted proof that you had that you'd been vaccinated.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Why don't people just get like it tattooed on their arm? You know, like the date of all their shots.
Maybe some people did. I don't know, but. Maybe an equal amount bought fake cards and used
them. Those were going around. I remember that.
Oh yeah, they were. Yeah,
it's like a fake ID.
Exactly.
Of 2020 and 2021.
Hey, I don't know if you've been paying any attention or not, but a local TV meteorologist was fired this week, and has a pretty interesting story to tell. To be honest, probably not unlike stories you've heard Kim and I tell. About local TV news. We're going to get to that for you when we come back here in just a minute. And we'll get a check of business with Nicole Murray at the bottom of the hour. Back right after this.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
Rock on, baby. Little AC/DC for you on your Friday morning. As Lisa pointed out online, can you tell who won real or fake this week? Enjoying that bump music, Kim?
Always, yeah.
Little Van Halen so far, little AC/DC. A few surprises coming up for you this morning as well. All right, love that. By the way, I don't. Obviously, Kim and I worked in TV news. I worked here for 20 years at Channel 4. Kim was over at Channel 4 a little less than that. And Anthony Slaughter has been in town as a meteorologist at Channel 5 for on and off for, I don't know, 10 years maybe?
Since 2009.
He left. He came back. Mm-hmm. I don't know, went to San Francisco or something, came back here.
2017, came back.
And he just got fired from Channel 5. And surprisingly, spoke to St. Louis Magazine. I tried to reach out to Anthony. I thought I might have him on to talk about this because he was so forthright in the reasons he got fired over there. And a lot of them, Kim, speak to exactly some of the complaints that I had about television news before I quit. And I just thought that was kind of interesting. One of his quotes here is that, you know, I'm pretty much dumbfounded. I got the call one day and they just said, we're parting ways. It was a 3-minute conversation. And according to this article, the St. Louis Magazine article, St. Louis Magazine. Yeah, it is St. Louis Magazine. They did not like the fact that he pushed back on this branding crap that all of the TV stations do. Like, in other words, you can't do a story tagline without mentioning whatever the branding is that management has given you. And, to some extent, you want to do that because for years, as you're a television news reporter, you'd say, live at 12th and Olive, I'm Mark Cox, News 4. The News 4 thing was the identifier. That was your branding. I'm here reporting for News 4. Or News Channel 5, or Fox 2 News, or whoever it happens to be. That's reasonable. That everybody's done that in television news for many years. But a few years, 15 years ago, some unemployed news director came up with the idea that you need a brand. Your TV station has to have a brand that people buy into, that you're the one chasing them down the street, sticking microphones in their face, demanding answers. And people are going to believe that, and then you have to convince them in every story that this is what you do. And apparently, they do that with weather. You got the First Alert 4 stuff at Channel 4. What do they call it now?
I thought it was First Alert.
Is it First Alert? It was Storm.
I can't keep up with it because they're always changing
it. Was Storm Mode. I mean, all these are different brands that highly paid, overpaid consultants get paid to come up with this crap. And then they play it in every promo, and they do all these things, right? It's just, that's their branding. I understand it to an extent. According to Anthony here in this article, he pushed back on it a little bit because he goes, there's a certain amount of hours in the day. There's only a certain amount of things you can do. They make everybody do 10 times what they used to do. They're on the morning shift, and they came up with this idea that he also had to post things to their website every day, like 15, 20-minute long weather videos. And he's like, I don't get that. I mean, we had this new brand called Weather Impact. They want you to say it 1,000 times in every weather hit. And he was told during a recent review that he had an attitude because they're taking us down the wrong direction, he said. Now, they couldn't get Art Holliday, who's now the news director over there, to comment on Slaughter's comments. He points out here that one new requirement he found particularly counterproductive was being asked to make longer weather videos. It's like, bro, nobody's watching the weather for 10 minutes. The company wants content. It's all content driven. Everything's content. How much content can you produce and put out there for us in any given day? Mm-hmm. And he claims that content had at least doubled in recent years.
That's why a lot of people are getting out of the TV business. You see people in it for max 10 years and then they burn out. They're constantly jumping from station to station. I mean, most contracts are 2 to 3 years. If an anchor, maybe 5 max. People don't want to deal with this junk.
It's a news wheel.
It is. But here's the thing that's challenging is if you are pushing back too much, there will be bosses who will say, I don't even want to deal with this. It's not worth my energy and I'm going to fire you. Because ultimately their mindset is, you might not like the direction I'm leading the company, but I am the leader and
right.
you're going to
you're
follow
gonna
whether
it.
You like it or not.
Yeah.
So it's this fine balance. Trust me, I'm of that personality where I'll do a little bit of pushing back sometimes, but you got to be careful how far you go with it. Because this is what can happen.
I'm not saying they didn't have a right to let him go.
What they were asking of him was ridiculous.
I appreciate his honesty.
Yes,
refreshing. This is getting to the point where it's a little ridiculous.
Yes.
Because I know during a recent, there was some kind of weather thing going on, and I went on to either Channel 2 or Channel 5's website, and I wanted to get the forecast. Well, they had a 15-minute long video on there, and you had to fast forward to the last 2 minutes to figure out what the damn weather was. It was just all fluff. So good luck, Anthony Slaughter. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. If you're watching us on the socials, yes, indeed, we got kicked off of Facebook a minute ago. And Kim and I were joking. Maybe it's because we were talking about the vaccine, which is why I got kicked off of YouTube a few years ago. Remember back when they were running the disinformation campaigns where if you said something they disagreed with, they labeled it as disinformation. And lo and behold, it ended up we were right all along. So they banned us, three strikes you're out from YouTube, a number of years ago and on the old account. And then, of course, we've now started a new one on there. But it doesn't stop me from saying what I believe to be the truth about any of this. It's just a shame that big tech censorship got around to that. Why they banned us, why they kicked us off a minute ago? Because I got to pick the music list today, and one song I picked was Pound Cake by Van Halen, and Ethan played it a little bit too long, and they dinged us because they didn't think Van Halen was getting paid for that. But they do get paid for it because we're a commercial radio station who pays all the licensing fees to run music. It's just, I've argued this to Facebook 100 times. I know it's a bot I'm talking to, but I send it. Why are you appealing this decision? Because we're legally licensed to play this music. They haven't lost a dime because we're playing this music. They've made money on it. But Facebook is it's a paranoid pain in the rear is what they are. Let's just call it what it is. How about that? All right. I'm off my soapbox.
No, it feels good to get it out, right? To
just it does.
Express how irritating it is. Because, I mean, because Mama Kay's saying, you know, we're actually hearing music on Facebook.
Oh,
well, that's
gosh.
The reason you don't typically hear music is for this very reason, so
right.
that we're not kicked off.
So we're going to have to figure out a way to fix that, Ethan, because...
Sorry for those of you who are enjoying the music.
Continue to bump us off of Facebook because they're dumb. All right. Let's get to business, please. Nicole Murray, how are you?
Ooh, I came in and you were fired up.
That just irritates me to no end. I just have to tell you, I can't tell you how many times I've told them, we're allowed to play that stuff. What's wrong with you? But they seem to, I guess there are so many people pirating music on Facebook that they don't pay fees for. They don't bother to check whether you're licensed or not. They just cancel you.
So you got put in timeout on Facebook, huh?
Well, they just canceled the feed. We had to restart it a few minutes ago. It's just ridiculous. Redonkulous.
I was just going to say redonkulous.
It is.
Great word.
It is. I tell you what, we had a little bit of a treat this morning. Drew, who's in here working with us this morning, has a side gig. And he brought us some of the best custard. Have you ever had custard?
I think so, yeah.
So they make a custard here in St. Louis that's famous called Ted Drew's. And Drew brought us some in this morning that was so hard frozen in dry ice that we're having to let it thaw out before we can eat it. But that's okay.
Oh, wow. The things you do, the sacrifices you make.
It's delicious. It really is, yeah. So we'll go eat that, and you can tell us what's going on in business. How about that?
All right. So futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 486, the NASDAQ up 457, the S&P 500 up 108. Boeing leaders say China is not accepting plane deliveries amid President Trump's tariffs, so the aerospace company plans to redirect those aircraft to other customers. CEO Kelly Ortberg said the company is looking to remarket aircraft built for Chinese customers. There are 50 deliveries scheduled for China this year, 41 of which are already built or currently in production. Investors are looking ahead to consumer sentiment data for April. That is due out at 10 a.m. Eastern time today. Economists polled by Dow Jones are expecting the reading to show no change from the previous month at 50.8. President Trump has refuted China's claims that there were no ongoing trade discussions between Beijing and Washington. China's Ministry of Commerce spokesperson He Yadong said early yesterday, quote, at present, there are absolutely no negotiations on the economy and trade between China and the U.S. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has recalled nearly 180,000 Safety First Grow and Grow Sprint Child car seats, citing safety concerns that could potentially cause injuries. The seats have a foam pad that can present a choking hazard to a child. And now we got another recall. Huffy is recalling more than 23,000 children's ride-on Tonka dump trucks because they can overheat, which can pose as a burn or fire hazard. The company said no injuries have been reported. However, they have received 3 reports of the toy's controller overheating and 1 report of a fire that consumed the toy truck. And finally, there is a LinkedIn post showcasing a unique way an employee quit that has gone viral. He writes, I have chosen this type of paper for my resignation as a symbol of how this company has treated me. Oh, by the way, he wrote the note on a piece of toilet paper.
That's pretty funny.
Wow. Hopefully it was at least clean toilet paper.
Well,
yes, I saw the photo. It was clean toilet paper.
Two-ply.
Have either of you ever done a stunt when it was time to leave a job?
Golly, I don't think so. I've been blessed. I've been working in the business now for 35 years, which dates me a lot since Kim's only 35. And, I've never been fired.
That's pretty
great.
Knock
on wood.
Wow.
Because it could happen any moment, mm-hmm. but I've never been fired.
I mean, I've only lost one job and it was COVID stuff. And you gotta be careful. You don't want to burn I probably burned some bridges, but you don't want to burn too many bridges.
What about quitting? Have you quit any jobs, not fired?
I just quit to take a different one. I mean, quite frankly, that would have
but
been.
But you've never done
just
like
filed
a
2 week
like
notice. I've never just
toilet paper,
out.
You know, like boom, I'm going to show you, boss. I've never done
been
that either.
Fortunate,
have you, Nicole?
Fortunate enough to not have to do that for sure.
I haven't done anything that was like, you know, burning of bridges, but it definitely was like walking out mid conversation because they were yelling.
Wow.
Ooh,
yeah.
It's dramatic. It's like a movie.
A little bit. This boss showed me how to not lead. So I will say that.
Nicole, is someone stirring coffee in the background? We keep hearing like a tap, tap, tap.
We're sorry, like, that's me. I'm really jittery today. I don't know why.
There's no way.
I swear. Yeah. Listen.
We hear it.
Ethan, what is that?
Ethan thought you were eating breakfast or something.
I was like, is she stirring creamer and coffee?
No, I get really jittery. I don't know why.
Is it your foot?
My leg shakes and really like, yeah, it's like a nervous tic. I'm not really sure. Sorry, everybody listening.
It's okay. Well, get some good rest this weekend. I heard you report earlier with Gordon that people who take naps have bigger brains. Is this true?
Yeah, so my brain is probably bigger than all of you.
You're like a bear, Nicole. You love your naps.
Oh my gosh, I love my sleep. I need more sleep than the average bear. It's crazy. They make fun of me for it, but my brain is bigger, so it's fine.
There you go. That's all right. It takes. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. Get some good sleep. All right, that's good. I'm glad. I heard a report that this morning that on average, your brain. Your proper brain function, you can extend it. People who nap by 6 or 7 years longer than other people you just nap.
Okay, but here's the problem. People who are napping, like us, it's probably because you're not getting enough sleep at night.
Thank you. So you're burning the candle on both ends. Yeah, yeah.
If I'm lucky, 6. So if I just got my 7 hours, which is my own fault, but if I just got my 7 hours of sleep like I should, then maybe I wouldn't be needing as many naps.
I can tell the difference. They say you need to have 8 hours of sleep. I never get more than 6.
Mm-mm.
And that's if I get in bed by 9, I can get 6 hours of sleep. Last night I get in bed at like 10:15 because I was at that musical for my daughter. But 5 hours of sleep is not enough.
See, you guys have talked about, I know you at least have, Mark, I don't know about you, Ethan, but you get in bed and you close your eyes at 10:15, you're out by 10:16. I'm 99% of the time, I'm not like that. There are nights where I'm out right away, but there are times where I'm so exhausted and I'm just laying there and my brain can't shut off. Like last night, I woke up, I've been coughing and I woke up and I was coughing and I had this dream and it was like I was dissecting the dream and my brain would not stop dissecting the dream and I was so irritated. Like you're trying to think of anything else you can to just distract yourself so you can just settle and go back to bed.
Ethan, I don't know about you, but I could lay down in that corner of the studio over there and probably be snoring in about 3 minutes.
So not me.
Not yet, but when 1 o'clock hits, every day at 1 o'clock, it's almost like on the button, I fall asleep.
I could drink 6 cups of this coffee and still fall asleep in about 3 minutes. It's just exhaustion. Maybe I have such sleep deprivation that after so many years of doing a morning shift that I've just conditioned myself.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm more like him. I go to bed at 8 to 8:30, and I'll fall asleep about 9.
Wow,
which is about the time my wife comes to bed to wake me up, and then I have to do it again.
Yep, I might get in bed by 8:39. I won't fall asleep till 9:30 or 10.
Yeah.
Coming up, we'll get to another news for you next hour. I'm anxious now to get to Jim Carafano. I heard these reports of some pending Iranian nuclear deal. It's hard to keep up. It really is. They're negotiating a peace treaty for Ukraine. They're working on what's going on in the Middle East. They're now working with Iran, maybe face-to-face negotiations. Virtually unheard of in many, many years. So we're going to get the latest from Jim Carafano coming up this morning about 7:20. Be sure and stay tuned for that. We're going to be back right after this.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
A lot of people are on edge right now in New England, worried that there's a serial killer on the loose, because just in the last few months, they have now found 8 bodies. So these are mostly women, human remains they found. Between March and April, they found these remains in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
Mm.
The police are saying, you know, whoa, there's not really any reason to believe that these are connected. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But of course, this is all taken off. They've started a Facebook group called New England Serial Killer, thinking that this guy is basically just hopping around these different states in New England, murdering women in particular.
That's frightening.
A little bit.
You think it was a tight end?
Well, it's possible.
From the Patriots?
What do you think?
I'm waiting for this joke. I don't get it.
Patriots. It's Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, gosh. I forgot it.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's I started watching a documentary on him.
Wow. That was a scary story, too.
I'm going to New England soon, so I better watch my back.
Wait, why did they assume it's a guy, too?
Well, to take down, if it's the same person, to take down eight women.
Just saying.
Could
I would
be a woman.
I would assume it's a guy.
It could be a woman. We don't know.
Could
that.
Be
That's
a woman.
Sexist
but
to
you're right. I just
that.
Want to apologize to all the men out there for being sexist. How you know? I bet it's a kid. I bet it's a toddler. We haven't even thought about the toddlers out there that are murdering people. So you never know who it could be.
This story that came out of Greenville about Camping World, and I've got my own opinions about Camping World, but this is there's a dispute. Remember when Donald Trump got into a dispute with down in Mar-a-Lago because they didn't want him to? They said that his flag was too flagpole was too high.
I don't remember that
or something like that.
Yeah,
like
I think so.
They put a limit on the size of the flagpole, so to get around it, he had him build up a big mound of dirt. And then he put a shorter flagpole on top of that it could be within the limits of it. And it's still this huge flag, and he got away with it because he figured out a way around their requirements. Well, in Greenville, North Carolina, at Camping World, they've got a couple of huge American flags that apparently are bigger than are allowed by the city ordinance, city code. But the owner of Camping World said he will close the locations down before he'll remove the American flags.
How big are these flags, I'd like to know? Are they obnoxiously big or just the city's being ridiculous and finding them for all
these dumb
reasons?
I think the city's
being
ridiculous. The city council voted to hire outside legal counsel to sue Lamonas and Camping World because he wouldn't take down these big flags. The flags are 15 times bigger than allowable on non-residential property.
Why don't they
and
just do what Trump did?
And it says the pole cannot exceed 70 feet.
Build it on a mound, and then the pole itself doesn't
have to be the size of the flag, apparently, that's the problem. Mm. Here's my problem with Marcus Lemonis, and maybe he's changed his tune. Maybe he's like Brittany Griner. But do you remember when he damn near killed his business? When he attacked Donald Trump one time and told Trump supporters that he didn't want them at his store?
There's no doubt that there is probably not many consumers in this country today that are in favor of what has been said in the last couple of days. And if they are, quite frankly, don't shop at my business.
Yeah, he told him, if you're a supporter of Donald Trump, don't shop at my business. And suddenly he had to start laying people off because business dropped so precipitously that Marcus Lemonis may have learned a very important lesson at some point.
Wow.
And now he's defending the American flag. We've turned him around.
Yeah, I was going to say, what
he's
the
making America great again.
Whew, didn't see that coming.
We got a giant flag over Deerbergs and Crestwood.
Yes.
It's ginormous, but like it's outside, so it's like...
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess, you know, there are certain codes and cities try to enforce them. I don't know why they would be down on Camping World like that. But
unless it's ridiculous. I feel like the American flag of all things. Like,
yeah, thank you.
Here's a story that you might like. If you ever use Airbnb and you've gone and you're checking out and you're looking at the rates, you're like, that's not that bad. Only $170 per night for this great house. And then once you actually check out, you see, whoa, actually it's $400 a night because it's all the cleaning fees and other things, the taxes that they tack on. Well, the Federal Trade Commission has just enacted a rule that's going to kick in the next few weeks, where basically the site's going to look different and you're going to have to, they have to show the customers the total price of the stays, which will include, people will like this, will include those cleaning fees and service fees. So when you're looking at the price, you might have a little bit of, wow, this is really expensive, but it's not because they've really raised prices. It's because they're having to show it up front to you.
Well, maybe it'll pressure these people to lower that cost a little bit.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think sometimes the cleaning fees and all that are a little excessive.
Well,
and
I've seen them where they were more than the night you're paying for.
I've seen
the
that
cleaning
too.
Fee is higher than the actual room.
Who's picking the fee, though? Is it the person who's running the Airbnb?
Yeah, I think
no, Airbnb has nothing to do with that?
I think it's the guy that's running it.
Yeah,
he owns.
Because I think the cost of hiring a cleaner in New York City for an Airbnb would be a lot more than the cost of hiring one in Wentzville. It just would. Let's just face it. So they probably don't have as much control over that. And they set a fee where maybe they build it and earn a little bit of profit on it. Who knows?
The bad part is, though, they still want you to clean the house before you leave.
Yeah. They want you to clean up a little
and
bit.
And then pay $300 exactly. for the cleaning fee. Somebody well, this May 12th is when this is supposed to go into effect. So get ready to see some higher prices. But they're not actually higher.
Well, yeah.
They're just showing you the real price.
They're showing you the real price.
Truth in advertising,
yeah,
right?
Not the whole bait and switch.
Maybe
which some
Ticketmaster
have
will do that soon, huh? just a thought. I'm just saying. All right, coming up, we'll get to Jim Carafano with more on these negotiations with Iran that are apparently ongoing. We'll be right back.